If I'm upping and rebelling against the first little sight of what God is up to, it's going to take a while. You say, well, how long is God willing to wait? Well, nobody can answer that for anybody else. Very patient, very forbearing, willing to wait, but there is a point out there somewhere that if you continually to rebel and refuse to surrender yourself to the Lord Jesus Christ, God will ultimately set you on the shelf. When is that time? Nobody knows that time. It's just dangerous to rebel against God. And if you look how God worked in the life of the Apostle Paul, he put such awesome pressure upon him. Listen, you see, now think about this. The greater usefulness, the greater your potential for God, the greater your potential, the greater the pain and suffering and the intensity of the hurt, if necessary, to bring you to what God wants you to be, because He has something for you to do. You say, what in the world could God do with me? You let Him answer that. Don't project upon God what you cannot do. You don't know that. And then the last thing I want you to jot down, and this is the only promise that has condition. God will lead you to victory through brokenness. God will lead you to victory through brokenness. Now, there is a condition. And that condition we just stated a few moments ago. That is, He will lead me to victory through brokenness if I'm willing to submit to His will. It may be months, it may be years. When we rebel against God's breaking experience, we delay God in accomplishing all that He'd like to accomplish. It may be that we forfeit many of our opportunities. And we certainly forfeit some of our reward, because if you live to be 40, 50, 60, 70 years of age and finally God finally gets you, look what you've missed. Look at the potential to be used of God that was there that you did not utilize. And when you stand before God to be rewarded, look what will not be your reward because you refused. You see, the whole breaking process in itself is an expression of love. What is He doing? Bringing us into oneness. Look, if you will, in Philippians chapter 1 for a moment. And listen to what Paul says in this sixth verse. He says, for I am confident of this very thing, that He who began a good work in you will perfect it until the day of Jesus Christ. Now, he's speaking primarily of salvation here. Once He saved you, God is going to keep you forever and ever and ever. But I think it is also a statement of God's intensity of completing the works that He's begun within us. Now, did He complete that in the Apostle Paul? Yes, He did. What about the struggle he had with the Christian life? Go back to Romans 7 for a moment. Paul, in struggling in the Christian life, said, how is it that what I want to do, I can't do? I don't want to sin against God, but I find myself doing it. In this awesome struggle of defeat. But then, listen to what he says. When he finally reaches the victory, verse 24 of Romans 7, wretched man that I am, who will set me free from the body of this death? Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then on the one hand, I myself with my mind am serving the law of God, but on the other, with my flesh, the law of sin, when I allow it. And he speaks of the power of sin being broken in his life. He had the victory. What is his victory statement about God's usefulness of him? Here it is in verse 10 of 2 Corinthians chapter 12. Therefore, I am well content with weaknesses. I'm not fighting against them anymore. Insults, I don't try to defend myself. Distresses, don't try to make God explain them. Persecutions, accept them from God. Difficulties, know that God's working out something in my life. For Christ's sake, for when I am weak, then I am strong. Let me ask you a question. Do you want your Christian life to be a daily walk of intimate oneness in your relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ? Warm, intimate, loving relationship? As your friend, listen, as your friend, meeting your needs, giving you a healthy, wholesome, emotional stability that you don't have to lean. Do you want God to bring you into such a relationship with Him whereby your service for Him will be effective and glorifying to God? not glorifying to man, but glorifying to God. If you want intimacy in your walk, effectiveness in your service, brokenness is God's way to make that a reality. I ask you one last question. Is your desire to walk in intimacy with Him